And welcome to the podcast.
I'm Duncan.
And I'm Ruby.
And this is Lesser Known Unreal Animals, where we roll story cubes and tell you a story that we don't even know about until we roll the cubes. About an animal that we've just made up. But you've never heard of it. Do you know anything about a falcopotamus?
What?
A falcopotamus. No?
No.
Let us do this and roll the cubes.
Let your imagination run wild.
All right. What do we got?
We got a porridge in a bowl.
Yep.
We've got a crab, a map, a tablet, rain cloud.
Yep.
Circus.
Yep.
Brain cave?
Oh, I don't know what that is. Yeah, I think it's a cave.
Okay, cave.
What about this one?
That one looks like a big noise has just gone off and you're like...
Oh, okay. I think he looks queasy. I think that's a person looking sick.
Oh, yeah.
A monkey.
Ooh, a cheeky, cheeky monkey.
Okay, let me tell you a story about a falcopotamus. A falcopotamus is a falcon-sized hippo. So it's real small. And it's real quick. Okay, did you know that in Africa, hippopotamuses are the most dangerous animals in the world?
They are?
Yeah. Well, in mystical monkey caves, falcopotamuses are the most dangerous animal in the cave.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You would think that in a mystical monkey cave that it's the monkeys that are the most dangerous, but they are all very scared of a falcopotamus because they move so fast and they're as dangerous as a hippopotamus. You've got to really be careful. Now, the story goes that you could go to a special circus just outside where the mystical monkey cave was. And in that special circus, there was a whole lot of different things, okay? There was the largest bowl of porridge that you've ever seen. And a lot of people would go and travel hundreds of kilometres to see the largest bowl of porridge in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It may not sound that exciting, Ruby, but trust me, when you get there and you see it, it's a big bowl of porridge. And a lot of people got very excited about it. And there was also the largest crab in the world.
A crab?
Mm-hmm. Yep. When you get outside the magical, mystical monkey cave, there's a lot of cool things. And this one was a huge crab. Okay, so big, you could actually have a dinner party on its back.
Wow.
Yep. And so if you paid extra for the VIP treatment, you could actually have a little bit of bowl of porridge. Obviously not from the largest bowl of porridge in the world, because if people kept eating from that, it would become the smallest bowl of porridge in the world. So a fresh bowl of porridge, and you could eat it on the crab's back while it rode you around at the circus, okay? Now, it was a dark and stormy night, and at the circus just outside the mystical monkey cave, they had just got a brand new attraction, the most dangerous creature in the mystical monkey cave, a falcopotamus.
They got a falcopotamus?
Yep. Now, even though it was diminutive in size, do you know what diminutive means?
Small?
Yeah, good guess. I mean, that's exactly what it means. But did you know that just because it was a falcon-sized hippopotamus?
No.
You're very good at guessing. Okay. And everybody was quivering and shaking. Even some people felt a little bit sick because they knew how dangerous a falcopotamus was. The chief circus master brought forward the falcopotamus, okay? And the falcopotamus roamed around the circus and everybody was in hushed silence. And the thing is, hippopotamuses can't speak, but a falcopotamus can say a whole bunch of words. In fact, they're very good with words. They're wordsmiths. And he said to the entire room at the circus, to everyone's stunned amazement, "I don't want to be here. This is very unpleasant. If you were to let me go, I will tell you where the magical cave is. I have a map on me. In fact, it's in my denim shorts that I'm wearing right now."
He was wearing denim shorts at the time?
Yeah, of course he was. What do you think of Falcopotamus?
Nothing.
Nothing? There's a room full of people, Ruby. You've got to at least have denim jorts on.
Jorts. Shorts.
Jorts are jean shorts. Have you never heard of jorts?
No.
Okay, well, falcoponomuses wear jorts all the time. They're very comfortable and they're great for mowing the lawn, which is one of the favourite pastimes of a falcoponomus. And so he says, I will give you this magical map. And if you follow the magical map, you will find within the magical mystical cave of monkeys, a special medicine that will allow you all to live 150 years.
150 years?
Yeah. Do you think you would take it?
Yes.
You'd want to live 150 years?
Yes, I want to live.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so they're like, all right, we'll let you go. Tell us where the map is. So, sure enough, the falcopotamus handed over the map. The thing was, when they get there, there was no medicine.
What?
Yep. He was making it all up just so he could get away and escape back to the mystical cave. And the thing is, you can never catch a falcopotamus again. You can only ever catch them once. After that, they learn and become very wary. And that was the only time in history that anyone has ever seen a falcopotamus.
Oh, I want to see one.
I don't think you'll ever will. How was that for a story?
That was great.
All right. Tune in again next week for another story featuring me, Duncan.
And me, Ruby. Bye.
Bye.